Tasmania has reached its 100% renewable energy target 2 years earlier than planned. Jack Gilding, executive officer at the Tasmanian Renewable Energy Alliance, says that Tasmania has always been ahead of other states in renewable energy sources.
Well, we did start a bit close to the finish line in the sense that we've had hydroelectricity from last century. The last hydro station was actually built in the last century. A couple of wind farms were built in the last couple of decades. What's reached this particular milestone is two new wind farms. And the milestone is a bit of a calculation of how much electricity we could generate in a year from renewables versus how much we use. And that's understandable. It is an achievement, but you do need to understand the details of how it's calculated. So it's not because we're connected to Victoria and because we burn some gas and electricity goes backwards and forwards between Tasmania and Victoria. You can't just look at what happens in Tasmania, but it is a calculation of how much we would now expect to generate in a year versus how much we would expect to use.
80% of Tasmania's energy comes from hydrogen, which depends on high rainfall.
Hydro does vary a lot depending on rainfall, and that's been one of the arguments for Basslink, and also building wind farms and diversifying with the gas-fired power station, even though it doesn't run very often. So, yes, in a year where there's good rainfall, we would typically be exporting more to Victoria than we import. And in a low rainfall year, we might be importing more from Victoria. So that was a fairly traumatic experience a couple of years ago. What happened was that the Basslink cable broke at a time when the dam levels were quite low. So, I mean, when the dams are full, which doesn't really happen, but if they were full, we would have over a year's storage of electricity in storage. But it does vary seasonally, and the dam levels were quite low. And at that point, the Basslink cable broke, and it took them 6 months or more to fix it. So as a precaution, quite a lot of diesel generators were rented and set up around the place. Huge effort, but didn't actually end up generating a lot of electricity, but it did tide us over and provide some extra security. But that's obviously an extremely expensive and undesirable way of generating electricity in bulk.
And while problems with the Basslink, the cable which connects Tasmania to the national energy grid, has caused problems in the past, Jack Gilding thinks that they have learnt from their mistakes.
Well, I mean, it's very reliable anywhere in the national electricity market. Is highly reliable, and most of the issues are not about what they call unserved energy, not being able to generate as much electricity as people want. Most of the blackouts or blackouts that you have are caused by local issues in the transmission lines or the distribution lines, rather than not having enough generation. Tasmania is very lucky to have that amount of storage, and so that allows us to feed in wind and solar when we've got them and use the hydro when we need to use the storage.
The achievement comes after the two newly instructed Granville Harbour and Wild Cattle Hill wind farms were connected to the energy grid.
So far there hasn't been a lot of opposition to wind farms in Tasmania. They are in relatively remote locations, particularly with the state government talking about 200% targets, then that implies a lot more generation, and that generation will almost all be from wind. And so there are some concerns both about wind farm development in particular locations, wildlife-sensitive areas, and also the transmission lines that need to be built. I guess it's fair to say there's been little opposition to wind farms in Tasmania to date, but if we tried to very dramatically increase the amount of wind energy without proper controls on where they were built and how the power lines were routed and so forth, then there is likely to be more opposition.
Jack Gilding also says that while electricity prices have gone down due to the use of renewables, the Tasmanian energy sector is much different to other states.
I think it's generally accepted that the more renewable energy that's fed into the grid, the lower prices go. And that's because basically the renewables bid very low into a competitive market because they've got no fuel costs. So as a general rule, you would say that the more renewables you have, the more pressure downwards on price there is. It's a little bit more complicated in Tasmania because the government owns everything. It owns the generation, it owns the distribution, it controls through hydro the link to Victoria. So we've recently had a slight, about 2% reduction in retail electricity prices, but that's a decision made by the government and the economic regulator rather than the operation of the market. So, you know, I'd say that prices are stable or on the way down, and that renewables certainly contribute to that. But it's not a straight market in that sense, you know, because of the role of the government in just about every stage of the energy generation and distribution cycle.
The Tasmanian government has now set a new 200% renewable energy target for 2040.
So the 200% target that's just been legislated is for 2040. The problem with that, the two things about that. One is the legislation sets the targets and some reporting and has some technical exemptions from competition policy. It doesn't actually say how that extra generation will be encouraged or made to happen. And the other issue is that you don't actually need any more electricity than the Tasmanian demand unless you can export it to Victoria. We could export a little bit more electricity on the existing Basslink cable, but really the 200% target assumes that we've got what's called Project Marinus, which is two more cables connecting Tasmania to Victoria. And there's a really unresolved issue of who will pay for those because the beneficiaries are allegedly, you know, particularly Victoria, but also New South Wales, South Australia and a bit of Queensland, benefiting, but under the market rules as they are at the moment, Tasmanians and Victorians would pay 50% each, which, given there's very little benefit to Tasmanians from exporting extra electricity to the mainland, that's quite a controversial issue. So there is a legislated target, but it's not clear how it'll be met. And it's not clear that doing that's actually, you know, good for Tasmania. It might be a contribution to decarbonisation, renewable energy on the mainland, but there are other ways of doing that. So it's a bit of an open question.